On this month's Mortgage Monthly, brought to you by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage, is CU Members Mortgage's John Jackson talking about portfolio lending at credit unions, all the ins and outs of it, all the nuts and bolts of it. Really good stuff here from John, so check it out. All right. Hello, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are here for this month's Mortgage Monthly, put on by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage. And this month's guest is Mr. John Jackson from CU Members Mortgage, obviously. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me, and thank you for the opportunity to visit with you today.
Oh, my gosh. You're very welcome. How are things in the great state of Texas today?
The great state of Texas is fantastic today. We're having lots of rain. But we have that orange thing come out in the sky a while ago. So we're pretty excited about that, particularly in North Texas.
Oh, yeah. No, hey, when it rains in Texas, that's some serious rain you guys have there. So, but yeah, that big orange thing in the sky certainly will shine bright once again, for sure. But hey, let's talk about something equally as cool, if not even better, portfolio lending at credit unions. And this is something you know backwards and forwards, John. So I'm going to fire off the first question here for our audience, who are listening and watching live. And then for those who may miss a few questions here, we'll have this recorded and posted on CU Broadcast as well. But hey, let's dive into the first question, shall we, sir?
Yes, sir.
Ready? Are you ready, John? All right. Hey, so why should credit unions, why should they consider adding mortgage loans to their portfolio, especially in the crazy market that we're in right now? So,
well, we are in a crazy market, but credit unions can add loans to their portfolio. Credit unions has a lot of equity today. They've got a lot of cash on hand, and they're looking for places to invest that money. In mortgage lending, though rates are low today, they're higher yield than other investments than they can get. It's a safe loan for the most part. They're larger than other loans in many times. A little bit longer in term than some things, but a fantastic opportunity for a credit union to make an investment.
I completely agree. And plus, it's kind of a minimum 30-year relationship with that member too, right? I mean, that's the longest relationship that you'll probably have with your financial institution if you've
been correct. Money. And where your mortgage is you're a customer, you're a member of that institution, right? And you'll always be. And whether you send them a check once a month or do a transaction on the internet, you're connected with that institution and there for a long time, and then you'll go there for other products as well.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the whole point. That's the whole point right there. All right. Hey, let's talk about are all mortgage loans, are they created equally today?
Kind of yes and no. Okay. Credit unions can make GSE loans to meet Fannie and Freddie guideline, but where the market is today, with the market being so low already, interest rate wise, credit unions need to find a niche for their product, and they can do localized products, they can do specialized products, they can find products that's specific for their field of membership, whether it's teachers or firemen or EMS or government workers or those types of things, just the credit union lending is people helping people. And that's what they're there for.
Yep. Indeed. So are there like proposed market products for a majority of minority census tracts? I mean, so what's the attraction? I mean, I hear there's like low down payments, niche products, things like that. Can you add a few to that list?
Yes. We currently have a program that we're getting ready to roll out. It's to do localized lending in minority census tracts in a specific area. We're going to have a limited down payment. We're going to have no MI. It's a 620 credit score. And we're going to help people get into homes in some of the underserved communities.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Because, yeah, I mean, once you're a homeowner, man, that's just like, that's golden. I mean, you can really take advantage of, especially today's market, and it just gives you years and years of stability. So there's just so much upside there. So you're saying that credit unions can make up whatever they want here, right? Is that another side of the coin here?
Well, we talked about this earlier. I've changed my answer on that some.
Okay.
My answer has always been, it's the golden rule. The one with the goal makes the rules, right?
Right.
But there are guidelines and guardrails out there. No negative amortization. There's a maximum length of time and those types of things. But other than that, credit unions can really help their membership. But sometimes going outside the box, then a lot of times they'll fall under a small creditor, which allows them to do things that other lenders can't do.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So aren't mortgage loans, aren't they complicated? And can a credit union do this themselves? Or should they reach out to a third party and have some help there?
There's a lot of resources in the marketplace to help credit unions do mortgage loans. There's third parties like CU Members that can definitely step in and help with those things. Mm-hmm. But the credit unions, they can make those loans. It's just they need to make sure they know what they're getting into.
Oh, yeah.
And their mortgage loans are complicated. It is what it is. And they need to make sure they know what they're getting into, but it's a fantastic investment for them.
Sure. Well, because from what I've heard in my experience, there's so many changes going on in the marketplace. I mean, it's never the same. It almost seems like there's something different, something new every day in the mortgage lending industry. Is that what your experience is as well? And to have somebody out there to help guide you down that crazy path that we're on in the mortgage lending industry would be a big benefit, right?
Yeah, it is so important because compliance is been a huge obstacle for all lenders, but particularly in mortgage, the compliance is complex. And then not only do you have origination compliance, but then you also have servicing compliance as well. And there's things in the marketplace that can help you. There's training, there's guidelines, but there's also third parties mm-hmm. that can help you. And you should never be afraid to go to a third party to get some good help.
Agreed. Yeah. There's tools out there for the success. So yeah, go out there and take advantage of them for sure. So having said that though, John, so how would you advise a credit union to get started here?
So I think if a credit union wants to get started into the portfolio business, one, they need to set goals and decide what their goals are. Are they looking just to expand the mortgage portfolio? Are they looking to have a product in their market? And then they need to take a look inside and see what their competencies are, mm-hmm. see where they're really good and see what they're not really good at and get training and help and know what they're getting into. And then I believe the most important part, if a credit union wants to get into the portfolio lending business, mm-hmm. is that everybody from the chairman of the board to the whoever cleans the restroom at the credit union can say, yes, we are offer mortgage loans and we're happy to do that. And we do that well. And that's got to be all the way throughout the complete organization to get the word out to the membership.
Yeah, exactly. And what would you say to a credit? This is one just kind of came out of left field here. So I apologize. But what would you say to a credit who's kind of on the fence with this stuff? I mean, because they could go either way, but it sounds like, gosh, you should probably get into this because it's a pretty good business.
It's a fantastic business, and they really should get into it. And if they need help, there's plenty of things in the market to help them out. And it is complicated, but it's a path that can be controlled. There's guardrails and guidelines out there to help the credit union and mm-hmm. Get the product.
So. Yeah, and there's folks out there like CU Members Mortgage who will definitely help you guys out, get you started on the right path, right?
Absolutely. And we have all different levels of participation, so we can help them in about any way they need to.
Fantastic. Alrighty, John. Well, I think that pretty much does it for today. Anything else to add here? Any final words of wisdom here on this topic?
Just thank you for the opportunity to visit with you today. Credit union lending is in my heart, it's in my soul, and it's in the CU Members Mortgage's hearts as well.
And we got great people there for sure. And you guys do some fabulous, fabulous work for credit unions out there. So, alrighty, sir. Well, John, I'm sure you're up to your earlobes and stuff to do. So we'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time today. Great job. Great advice. Great insight for credit unions out there. And thank you all for attending today's Mortgage Monthly. And we will see you all in about, well, as I say, in Texas, we'll see y'all in about 30 days at the next Mortgage Monthly. All right. All right. Until then, be well, be safe. Okay. And thank you very much for attending.
Have a good day.
John, that was awesome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.